We are up to Simen Chaf Gimel. We'll be doing Simen Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet in Hilchas Tzitzis today, the end of Hilchas Tzitzis. The first halacha begins with a mutter, and the Mechaber at the end tells us that something is aser. Well, what are we dealing with? There is an iser of loeg larosh. There is an iser of being insensitive and sort of declaring, haha, look what I can do that you can't. We say that in Ruchnius as well, which means if you are in a position where you can fulfill a mitzvah and someone else isn't, you don't parade your mitzvah in front of him. The particular case that the Gemara applies this to is someone who is in a cemetery and wearing a pair of tzitzis. He is showing, I can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis while the deceased can no longer fulfill mitzvahs. The Mechaber begins and says that you're allowed to wear tzitzis in a cemetery so long as they are not hanging over the kfarim themselves. So long as the tzitzis are not hanging on the kfarim. Now the Mechaber then goes on and says that today that we do not wear tzitzis other than for the sake of the mitzvah, meaning we don't have four-cornered garments except for our talis gadol and our talis katan. We only wear arba kanfos because there's a mitzvah to wear arba kanfos. Otherwise, we wouldn't. Therefore, in all cases, just walking into a cemetery with your tzitzis showing is insensitive. It doesn't show that, oh, I'm just wearing clothing. It shows I'm wearing clothing for mitzvah. Therefore, you're supposed to see to it that the tzitzis are covered when you come into a cemetery. So even though they're not actually touching the kfarim themselves, walking into a cemetery today, one has to be sure that their tzitzis are not showing because of the halacha of loeg larosh. This would not apply if you are dealing with the kever of if you're coming near the kever of a woman, because she wasn't chayiv in tzitzis even while she was alive. This would only apply if you're dealing with the kever of somebody who could have been mekayim the mitzvah when he was alive, but can no longer be mekayim it. The Mechaber then goes on and says, Yeshno gim likshur shnei tzitzios. There are some who have a minhag of tying the tzitzis together when they go into a cemetery, claiming that when you tie them together, it's like they're not there. So he says that that's a mistake. It doesn't work. If you just temporarily tie your tzitzis up, you have not been mevatel your tzitzis. They're still called tzitzis. And Siv Gimel, Hanichnas Tok Dalet Amos Shel Meis or Shel Kever. Even if you're not in a cemetery, there's an individual meis or an individual kever there. So the halacha is within four amos as the same halacha, and that is Dino Kenichnas Lebeis Akfaris. It's as if you are in a cemetery. So this is certainly where we would apply the Mishnah Berurah's previous rule that if you're dealing with the grave of a woman, you would not have to worry of loeg larosh, and she was never chayiv in tzitzis in the first place. Then the Mechaber says that in the places where the minag is, that the one removes the tzitzis from the begadim of a mace already in the house, so there the people that are carrying the mace have to make sure that they're not wearing tzitzis because of loeg larosh. I mean, lahalacha we hold that in all cases, We are choshesh for loeg larosh, unless they cover their tzitzis, which means that they're allowed to wear tzitzis. They should be covering the tzitzis though. That was Simen Chav Gimel, which brings us to Simen Chav Dalet. Simen Chav Dalet, in ein adam lofish talis bas arba kamfes eino chayav tzitzis. There is no halacha saying that you must wear a four-cornered garment. It's only if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you've got to put tzitzis on them. So there is no chiv to go and put on arba kamfos in order to be mekayim in the midst of tzitzis. Says the Mechaber, v'nachon lios kaladim zar lubash talis katan kalayom. It is correct for every person to wear a talis katan all day long. Why? Kedei sheyizkor ha-mitzvah b'chol rega. In order to remember the mitzvah all the time. Says the Mechaber, therefore, it's got five knots, five double knots, with the four windings in between. Keneged hei chum shei Torah, they're keneged the chamisha chum shei Torah. Va'arba knafayim shebekol tzad sheyifne yizkar. And it surrounds you from all four sides, so that wherever you look, you're going to see, you're going to remember. V'nochon lelov sho alam albushim, the right place to wear your talis cotton is on top of your clothing. If you're not going to do the nachon of wearing your tzitzis all the time, at least during davening, And they bring down B'Shem HaZohar, that if you say Kriyishma without tzitzis, you're being made Eidu Sheker, because you read the parasha of tzitzis. Siv Beis, mitzvah lechos ha-tzitzis b'yad smolis, there's a mitzvah to hold your tzitzis in your left hand, keneged libo, by your heart, which is on the left, at the time that you say Kriyishma. And what's the remez? Voyu advarim ha'ele al levovecho. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down al pi Kabbalah to have it between your pinky and the kmitza of the finger next to it. You should be holding them there. Plus, when you get to the parsha of tzitzis, you're supposed to also lift the other side of your tzitzis with your right hand. So initially, you put the tzitzis between your pinky and the finger next to it in your left hand. Let it hang down. When you get to the parasha of, this is for Shema, when you get to the parasha of tzitzis, you then lift the part that hangs with your right hand, and you should continue to hold it, says the Mishnah Berurah, until you get to the words of Nechem Modim La'ad, then you kiss them and let go of them. That is Siv Beis. Siv Gimel, Tov Listakel B'tzitzis, B'shas Atifa and Kishem Avarech. At the time you make the bracha, when you're putting the tzitzis on, you should look at the tzitzis then. For this, his lashon is tov. Not nachon, but tov. It's a good thing. Dalit has a slightly different lashon. Yesh noagim. Listakel batzitz kshmagim l'urisem oso. When you get to the words urisem oso, to actually look at them. Velitin osam alainayim, and to put them on your eyes, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a segula to prevent blindness, to make sure that you put your tzitzis on your eyes. Uminig yafu v'chavuvei mitzvah. It's a good minag, and it just shows love for the mitzvah. The Rama adds that many have a minag of kissing the tzitzis whenever you look at it, and that's also a chivuv mitzvah. Now we go further. Sifhei kishem mistakel b'tzitzis, mistakel b'shtei tzitzis shalfanav. Look at the two tzitzis in the front. So each of them has five knots, five double knots, which means that together you've got 10 knots. Remez lahavayas, that is a remez to the Eser Sfiros. The 10 ksharim on the two front tzitzis are a remez to the Eser Sfiros. And they have 16 strings, 8 in each, 4 doubled over. So that's 16 strings and 10 knots, which together make 426, which is the Shem Havaya, Hashem's name. Sivav godol onish hamavatal mitzvah tzitzis. It's awful not to wear tzitzis, and if someone does wear tzitzis, he is zocha to be roa pnei hashchina. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's also an Indian of zekeli vanveyu, of making sure that you have a nice talis, but you should not have embroidered in the talis any psukim. Psukim have no place in clothing. Psukim belong in svarim and not on clothing. Whereas if someone does have a pasuk on his tzitzis, he's still allowed to use it. He's still allowed to wear his tzitzis and make a bracha on it.